Welcome back to another episode of the DAP Fitness Business Podcast. Tom Blackman with Dan Smith. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
One day away from Little D-Day.
Little D-Day. Yeah, tomorrow is supposed to be the day. Although I'm reliably informed about 5% of all births actually happen on the due date. So probably not going to happen.
Let's hope you're in the top 5%. or your son is in the top 5%.
Actually, if it does happen, I'll be mega proud then.
Starting have to give him, give him a tub of rich pianas pre-workout as a present. anyway, so today we're talking about websites. And is a website necessary for a fitness business coach to have? A lot of debate on this. And me and Dan are having a nice little discussion in our preamble, because we're professional, we discuss things before we do a podcast. I think everyone does that, but we are more professional. And we were talking about the fuck. I'm gonna cut that out. I just lost my train of thought. Okay, I'll cut it. Sorry. Okay. So today we're talking about websites, and is a website necessary for your fitness business? Do you need to have one at all? Should you have one when you start your fitness business? Or at what point should you introduce it? And Dan, we had a lot of chats about this just before we started recording.
Yeah. Actually, I think this is the first thing you should do when you start a fitness business is set up your website first, because
even before you've even got any content or anything. Yeah.
Because that is by far the most practical use of your time as well, and I think it will only set you in good stead going forwards. I'm joking on that. Obviously, please don't go and do that first. I mean, you could do it if you wanted to. I remember when I was in the gym doing PT. This is going back, I can't remember the years, but like a long time ago. Anyway, and I went and got a website built a bit purely. When I first started like doing my own stuff, that was one of the first things I did. And I'll be honest, it was more stress and hassle than was needed at that time. And also it's a massive investment at the beginning as well. It must've cost me, I don't know, it was a few thousand to get it set up. And then I paid an ongoing subscription every month. And I don't really know what for. I still don't know to this day, like what it was
still
for.
Still paying it.
Yeah. Cause when I said, can you set me up a landing page for this thing, they were like, oh, that's going to be £400. I was like, £400 to set up a page.
Wow.
I look back and I think I was definitely getting ripped off, but what it highlighted to me is like, you didn't really need it. It looked nice and it was all flashy, but at the time it was definitely not something that I feel like I needed. So if you are thinking about that, as like you need that before you can go out and start working with people, no, it's the same mindset of like, oh, I need to have a full exercise library of all me doing my exercises before I can start. No, just start working with people and do these things at a later date. But yeah, I just remembered that actual experience from my first days of being a PT. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the need for a website is so much less now, because if you look at all the and I don't know, I'm not sure what apps you use, but the apps that I use for, say, collecting payments, the apps I use for like showing people what my coaching is about, all that sort of stuff. All those things now have their own, you can send people just a direct link, can't you? So I use Thrivecart for like my payments, and I can just send people a direct link, say, when they say, oh, you want to start the coaching, go, okay, here's the link, bang, and it pops up, nice, well-presented page, which you can brand to your own, you know, color and everything else. And it, you don't even need a website because the job is being done. So you definitely don't need one right at the beginning. Absolutely not.
You can get by you don't need one, do you? Let's be honest, like you don't need a website. I do think there are pros, which we'll come on to, but like you said, there's so many different softwares now that do the job of enabling you to just create a page or somewhere that you can send someone. Even like we were talking about before, like email softwares, a lot of them now do that job of like you can create a page on there, and they're loads better than it used to be. I don't know if do you remember, you use ActiveCampaign at the moment, but
yeah,
you remember when they first built out their page builder thing, and it was shit. It was so shit.
Well, I've I switched over to MailerLite. I know we were having that discussion before. Yeah. And MailerLite has, they have online forms that you can send people just to like join your email list, which is just a link. They have, like what you're saying, a proper landing page builder. So you could then like have a landing page for your like program or whatever else. And yeah, it's all there. And like, I think that MailerLite thing is like, it's cheap anyway. You know, it's good price for what it is. And yeah, you don't need a website for any of that stuff. So yeah. maybe we should talk about first why you don't need a website. Because you see like guru coaches and they go, oh yeah, forget about Facebook, forget about Instagram, forget about, but yeah. No, I don't see anyone go, forget about websites. And that's the first thing they should be saying, like, forget about websites, you don't need a website. But they never say that. It's always like, forget about Instagram, you know, forget about email, just buy my funnel.
Yeah, maybe because it's not as easy, is it, to sell what they would need? Oh, maybe so, I don't know. But there are a lot of, if you go on and search on Google about, like, do you need a website? A lot of the times it will then link back into, oh, we can build a website for you, which is a similar thing, isn't it? You don't need Facebook ads because, yeah, you should be on LinkedIn doing this. Okay, cool. Or you don't need to be on Instagram. You should be on TikTok over here doing this thing because they've got something to sell related to that platform or that thing. So yeah, with websites though, I do feel that there are so many more options available that also do specific jobs. And I mean, I've used the landing pages on, like say, ActiveCampaign. I've also used page builders, ClickFunnels, lead pages, like loads of different ones. And I tell you what, I quite like ClickFunnels. I know it's a bit like Americanized, but it does exactly what it's supposed to do. Mm. And it also, the way it's built is, you know, anyone can kind of work it out. It's drag and drop, but also the way that it flows between one another, it's designed for that purpose, isn't it? Of taking someone through those steps. And a lot of time and energy and also research has gone into then building out this platform to work in a specific way that ties in with buyers like psychology. So you can't kind of ignore that. I think that's important to look at all. It might not be right for your business, so be aware of that. But you know, these things aren't there just randomly. There's a lot of work that goes into them. So yeah, I've used those and we still use them as well. We've still got stuff on these platforms that we use.
Right. Are you a six-figure ClickFunnels award winner yet?
Hold on, let me just get my plaque.
Get your plastic trophy. Let's see it. Oh, and he's actually got one.
Got a golden chicken.
Golden chicken. Look at that. That chicken looks like it's really waiting for something to happen. And if listening on the podcast, well, there's your cue to go and watch the video and see Dan doing curious things with a chicken, an inflatable chicken.
Yeah, there. That's probably for another podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That. It's not a fitness business podcast. Oh,
no. No, I meant the plaque thing, because you could, people fake them, don't they? They fake them.
Oh, yeah, they fake that they got their 1 million whatever, you know, sales or whatever. Yeah, so what were we talking about just now? ClickFunnels. Yeah, so it's on tangents again, you know, it's only 2 minutes in. So ClickFunnels, I looked at a little while ago, but I was put off because a number of people who I watched on, say, YouTube and stuff were complaining, and these were like big people who do lots of sales, that a lot, there's they call it glitch funnels, because every now and again, apparently people were getting through the payment wall and getting the course or whatever for free and not actually paying, which was like, wow, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah. There's flaws in them probably, but
we've
moved a lot of stuff over now. We do have, there is a main website that we've got now, and that was built out, custom built as well, you know, because I think maybe we'll go on to like see why you should have a website, but there's different versions of websites as well. There's like ones you can make in probably half an hour, like potentially if you've got the right tools. I think AI can build you websites if you just type in the right stuff.
Yeah, there is, and that's going to be a thing. When maybe this discussion will be null and void in let's say 6 months' time, because the AI now exists, and you just say, well, I want a website that does this, this, and this. I want landing page. If you give it the whole spec, it will literally construct the, and now this is, I think from looking at it, it's quite an expensive product at the moment. But as we know, as things improve, those products will get cheaper and more efficient. So you can actually tell the AI, like, build me this website, give it some details, link it into your content, and it will create a website for you that does everything you need. Like you said, within, you know, half an hour, whatever.
Yeah, so that's the kind of power of that stuff. I don't know too much about it. I only know that I saw someone do it. They like just inputted a few things and it just built from a literally someone's drawing of like on a bit of paper. It's crazy. Yeah. But we had our site was custom built, and that was a big expense. I don't think.
Are you comfortable discussing the price of how much it cost you?
It's about. You take into account like all of the process in it. It was just like, yeah, it was about 10 grand.
See, that's a good amount of money. And that, again, there's the issue with building a website, time and money, isn't it? Yeah. That sort of, like you said right at the beginning, you know, not every coach has got 10 grand to drop on a fancy or singing or dancing website. And no one's got the time really to build it themselves. Because, yeah, okay, it's a lot easier to build websites now yourself, but it's still it's a labor intensive investment, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a great website, and then genuinely, we're going to do a lot with it. We do a lot with it now, but we're going to do more with it. But I don't necessarily think, unless you really want to do all that and you have that custom element to it, because a lot of it was done, even down to the design of it, how it wasn't just pre-built with a template, it was all designed out, and then the way it custom pages flow to each other, even the design of the buttons was all custom. And you know, when you look at it from that aspect, most people won't notice that, but I noticed inside that, and I then know, so that maybe that's just my own issues I need to sort out.
Yeah, you fell for the shiny things.
It is genuinely a really, really quality website. I'm very proud of it, but I'm not.
It's good. I've been on it to steal ideas. It is good.
Cool. if anyone else wants to go and have a look, go through. But I'm not saying people need to do that. You can quite easily go and just you can build your own site, or you can get people to do it for a fraction of that cost. But again, it's all relevant to where you are and what you're doing at that time in your career.
Well, sure. I mean, it's. You know, but the whole thing about it's not essential. And I think as you progress through your business and as your business grows, a website should become part of that, because there's a little thing, isn't it, is that people still ask what your website is. You know, I'm sure in like maybe 5-10 years, people won't ask what your website is. They'll be asking whatever the social media platform or the time is then. But websites, I think, will still feature as a part of that. But people still now associate, they do their research on you, don't they? So if someone's typed into Google, is Dan, you know, a scammer, then your stuff would pop up, like the website, your YouTube, all this stuff. And it's that authority of, yeah, I've got all this stuff here, which makes you less likely, although not impossible, to be a scammer. I'm not saying you are a scammer, but do you know what I mean? If you do your research on someone and they haven't got a website, they haven't got this, they haven't got that, they're just popping up on your Instagram ads. It maybe there's something to think about there before you spend your 997 on a program.
Yeah, authority and credibility comes through that massively. It's the same thing like you just mentioned. You'll do it. You should do a little bit of research. Like hopefully people do that. And I don't know if you've ever done this. I've seen stuff pop up before an ad or whatever. I've gone through and then clicked through, and I'm like, and it takes you through to just it's just a page like a it's a brand new page, obviously. And then in my head, I'm like, why is this page brand new? Why is there like no, there's no one here? And then I start thinking, oh, they've had to set that up for what reason have you had to set that up there? Because you couldn't set something up here, or maybe you'd be banned from doing this, or I don't know, maybe you got bad reviews over here, or whatever it is. And it's just, it starts my head spinning, but I don't know.
No, I do that.
Yeah.
And do you know what? Do you know when you get when the people are, it's the 20-year-old, like, you know, guy who looks like he doesn't shave yet. And it's like, hey, I've been in the industry 10 years. I can help you grow your business. Yeah. Book an appointment now, book a call, and they drop, you know, they drop in your DMs. Yeah. I've made you a video to show you how shit your website is and how, what I can do about it. And there's like book a call thing. So you do some research and you find their website. Maybe it's in their links. And it's one of those pre-built websites with like about us, you know, blah, 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 blah. And if you click through some of the tabs, it's still got the Latin, you know, the lorem ipsum stuff. It's still got that there in some of the bits. And you think,
that's it.
I don't think you spent enough time on that.
Yeah, that happened to me. I think I got one today or yesterday. And it was a guy saying, oh, I've increased our clients' pages by 20,000 followers or whatever it is. And you click in, he's got 152 followers on the page. I'm not saying that necessarily your page then has to reflect that, because you're doing that for your clients. But I would expect to see something that then documents that on your page, or at least has some proof there or something. But there wasn't. It was just him in the gym, I think, doing some training. This is really weird. And I don't know how then, I didn't reply to him, but I don't know how, is that a way of then getting business? It just really blows my mind, that kind of.
I think you've had the same, because we do get a lot of the same sort of DMs, don't we, from like people wanting to help us grow our business. And I think it was one which had like, it was four shots of him in the gym, and but he was like a marketing consultant or something like that.
No,
I think his tag was like Mad Muscles or something like that.
Oh, no,
he was a marketing guy.
Digital creator helping businesses with growth. But what got me is, I've been vibing with your page.
You have vibing.
Good entertaining content. Like, yes. I think some creative branding and content strategies could really help. And then he's like 20K followers in 3 weeks. But then you click in and it's just him in the gym, training, like doing really moody videos. So I instantly then go, that's not for me. Disconnect there massively. But then who does that connect with? I don't know, maybe it does work for some people, but I think it's the same for your website. Like if you're going to have a website, then make sure it reflects like the things that you're saying you do on other platforms and channels, and it's all congruitive together. Yeah.
We've done a fair few negatives. I mean, the positives of having a website, and we touched on this already, is that authority, isn't it? Is like, if people want to do a deep dive on you, if they want to check you're not a scammer, if they want to check you're a genuine person and not just a bot, you know, because that's something to think about now, isn't it? About with the thing about AI, because you can even get deep fake videos now, can't you? So in the future, this might be a deep fake video. I mean, just type in what we want it to say, and like me and Dan go blah 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 blah. Being it, and we'll just be sat on our beach in the Bahamas, like sipping mojitos on our laptop, and like the AI will be doing the podcast for us. But that is like something that's potentially an issue, isn't it? You could get a lot of bots and AI stuff generated. But a website with a lot of original content on, such as videos, blogs, all that sort of stuff, although blogs could be written by AI, you know, all this stuff, just it shows that you're more of a genuine, a real business rather than potentially one that's been set up overnight using AI.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you go on ours, you'll see photo shoot images that we all got done specifically for the
AI generated images. Stand that.
That's the thing, isn't it? I've seen some of these new AI generated videos, and even though it's like, oh, it's impressive that I did that, it's just did it from a photo, it's still, you can tell it's AI, because it's just like the mouth is moving here, and they're like just like weird eye movements.
It's like Monty Python, you know, Monty Python, you get the rah, 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 rah.
It's really weird, like almost like comical. So I find it quite funny. I'll send you one that I've seen. I'll send you after. It's brilliant. I was like, oh, it's fascinating. But you can just tell it really does look like a robot.
But in a few years, it will be. It won't be. It'd be like almost perfect, won't it?
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I mean. Having stuff that makes you stand out a little bit, or things that can't be replicated as easy, or who knows? Who knows what in the future? What is reality and what is not?
I suppose, yeah, virtual reality. You know, personal trainer videos, that sort of thing. You'd be in the gym with your client, sat on the beach in the Bahamas. I suppose the other thing about it is Google search, isn't it? So if for example, and we talked about this before, is that if someone wants to learn how to lose fat or whatever, what they want to do, they don't go on Instagram, do they? They don't go on Facebook. Well, they might go on Facebook saying, oh, you know, what's the best way to lose fat? And then like a million, you know, keto dickheads jump in on the selling their teas and everything else jump in. But most people don't do that. Most people go on Google and they go, best way to lose fat in 30 days, something like that. You know what I mean? That sort of stuff. And if your website has content which is geared towards that, and you're consistently updating it, and you are providing good information which hits all those sorts of keywords, and if you've done your SEO right, then hopefully your website is going to potentially rank in that. So say if someone said, you know, best way to lose fat in Bristol, they might pop up on my website because I'm Bristol based. And, you know, so there's an option as well, is that potentially people finding you from Google search, which, you know, may or may not be a big thing. Maybe in the future it's going to be, because people are talking about AI doing searches now, isn't it?
What, so they can, so you can speed up, like, what is SEO? AI will be able to do that more? I don't know.
So what people are talking about now is the, you know, it's like, oh, just Google it. If you want the answer to something, now it will be just ChatGTP it. Now, if that's plugged into the internet and you write in ChatGTP 5 or 6 or whatever comes out, and you go, best way to lose fat in 30 days, it might go, wow, this coach over here has had brilliant results, and it will give you like some of that search because it's intelligently searched all that stuff.
See. Yeah, because Google started using it now, haven't they?
It's called Barb or something like that. I can't remember what it's called, but apparently people when they test it, it's not as good, and apparently giving wrong answers as well. But that's because it's not been in the field as long as ChatGPT, and I can't think that Google are going to get that wrong for long.
Nah. But yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I agree. Like having it for SEO and search engine, definitely on that. You know, I talked about the previous website I had that did actually help with, you know, inquiries when I was doing like personal training and coaching, and that was because a lot of that links back into content. So we had like stuff at the time as well. YouTube was being used a lot more, and then content in general. And then once that showed on, I'm not quite sure how it exactly works, but it was shown on the search engines, but then the website was being pushed up as well. So all of that working together was quite good.
Yeah, especially if you have like YouTube videos embedded into your website. Because obviously Google and YouTube are owned by the same company. So that sort of stuff, I'm told, because I'm not an expert in this stuff, does help that you've got things going off to other different websites and putting other stuff in it. Apparently that does help, which again, you wouldn't get from like Instagram, Facebook, or just a generic landing page, which you've built on an app.
No, there's definitely some positives to it. But yeah, search. I think like you mentioned before, being able to retarget and use like pixels. Yeah.
So obviously so and here's the thing with the iOS thing, the iOS 14 update, I think it was, is that you used to be able to tag on Google Pixel on like, so say on Thrivecart, which I use, you used to be able to, if they gone to your success page, as in they paid, gone to success page on Thrivecart, you could tag that in to Pixel to say, this is a purchase. It's a little bit more difficult to do that now because of the new iOS 14 stuff.
Yeah.
So what you really want to do, because you don't own the property, you don't own the website. So if you have a website and you say, right, once they've paid, redirect to a page on my website, a thank you page, because it's on your property and you can say to Facebook, yeah, I own that property, it can tag on the pixel a lot easier. So that's why you'll get people like on their website, say, right, maybe even embedding their cart in their website. So it's all happening on their website. And the success page is a page on their website rather than the generic success page on a, I mean, that's something for, you know, when you're a lot further down the line, when you're looking to do Facebook ads, but it just helps you to retarget the same people who are likely to buy a lot easier than if you just had just a standalone link from say one of these purchase places.
Yeah. That's what we're doing a lot more with now. So trying to make sure that they're all on the websites anyway, but then because we, with the ability to to retarget depending on, that sounds again really complex, like where they are at certain points in the ecosystem and things. So
I think if we're going to go into that, most coaches won't be selling, because you need a lot of hits on that to really get those metrics up. So unless you're selling like hundreds of your products, coaching services every month, that sort of like purchase lead isn't going to be that useful. It'll be useful, but not that useful. It'll take you a long time to build up the amount that you need for behavior. But what it really is useful for is lead magnets. So say if like someone done the, we both have like analyze your fitness business scorecards, don't we? If you have the retargeting, so the success page goes to your web page, and then you can retarget the pixel. So when you're putting out your Facebook adverts to say, I want to target people who are likely to take this test, who are likely to be my customers, you're much more likely to get hits on that, because more people will complete that form, that scorecard, than will say buy from you.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I think I meant by that. Just trying to use it.
Yeah.
You can retarget sending all the traffic through to your own site rather than have it somewhere else. I was trying to think of some other examples, like, but from a retargeting point of view, it works really well. But I think from a brand identity point of view, I think it does help. I think so.
I mean, if you've got a website, you're just a bit more credible, aren't you?
Yeah.
Even if it's a shit website, you've still got a website.
Yeah. But other than that, I don't really know what else I can't think of what else it brings to us, really.
You might want to use it for, I've done this before in the past, like a membership site. So I had on my website pages, this was ages ago when I was doing Target Lean. And originally the Target Lean program was hosted on my webpage with a password protected wall. So if they logged into the website, they could see all the Target Lean pages, all the videos and coaching and stuff like that. I moved it to Kajabi after that, but because it was a lot easier to use that. But you could do that. And I know a couple of coaches do, a couple of big coaches do use that. And again, the reason is to keep everything on that website.
Yeah.
So that if someone is consistently going into your, say you have like free membership content, yeah? So you have like, if you become a member of the site, you get access to these free things. If they're consistently going on those pages, you can tag them that they're frequent visitors, and they're more likely going to be more likely to buy. So you can then retarget them that way. Mm. It's all about keeping traffic on your property rather than going off to a Facebook group or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. That's something that we've done. One of our coaches at the moment, she's got a podcast and a website, but then a lot of the stuff we're trying to now create like an easy way for people to sign up to her emails through off the back of the podcast and everything. And it was like, we could have created this in your active campaign or whatever, but we're now just going, no, let's get it in here into your website. Let's drive traffic towards that, because then in the future, we've got the ability to then like retarget with information about an event we want to put on or something like that. So because you've already signed up or showed interest in the podcast, so just thinking, like, almost like thinking a few steps ahead to how it can help.
So I think the message here potentially is that websites, while not essential, as in when you're starting out, as your business grows, it's something that you should be having because of the options that become available to you.
At the moment. So just in case it changes.
Yeah, just in case, like, you know, when AI takes over the world and stuff, and you know, it approves all the websites that the humans are allowed to build. I think it's certainly, if you're starting out, don't waste $5,000 or $6,000 on building a website. Don't do that. Wait until you've got that in place and you've got a consistent amount of leads and you've got a consistent amount of business, and then take that next level up.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you don't even have to pay someone to do your website. It's there's plenty of things like is it Wix and Squarespace and stuff, which you can build a very basic site to do all the things you want it to do, such as, you know, host a blog or whatever.
Yeah,
there are those things you can just pay and set up yourself. I mean, mine's hosted on WordPress, and I've got the Elementor builder. So a lot of the edits I do to my website that I do myself, because it's easier just to log in and just change this, that, the other.
Yeah.
So if you are going to do that sort of thing, it's probably best to learn a bit of website building stuff to save yourself a bit of money. Because, like, you know, you're saying about 400 quid to change something on your website.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah, that seems a lot.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was going to say. One of the massive positives from having it was me having to then go through and learn how to use WordPress. I could build you like a real shit site if you wanted to, but at least I know I have to go and use some of the code to like embed stuff into it or to create some designs on it and make it fit a screen and mobile and whatever. I can get by with that. And I think that's a skill that has helped me massively over the years, because even when you're using stuff from like build a form on one platform to put it on another, I think it's really important to know how to what that actually means and what it looks like to drop a piece of code over here. You don't have to know coding, but you can have an appreciation of how it works. I think that's definitely helped me, because then when I go into something else, I get how that works now. I understand, okay, cool, we're looking to try and link this through. And I just think having that little bit of knowledge is a good thing.
Absolutely. And also the time it saves you. Because before I learned how to do it myself, the guy who runs my site had to do it all for me. And in the end, he said, "Oh, Tom, here's a how-to guide." And I was like, well, it's taken a bit long to do the edit. So we both come to this conclusion that I should learn how to do it. So I went and learned how to do basic WordPress and Elementor, you know, and coding and that sort of stuff. And now I do most of the edits on the website myself, which is why it looks really basic, but it works and it doesn't have loads of loading time and all that sort of stuff. There's not fancy shit on it. It's just what you need to see.
Yeah, exactly. See it. It's good.
And I suppose on a final note, if you're going to have a website, don't have loads of fancy shit on it, because it just slows the loading time down massively. And one of the criteria that Google will rank your site on is how fast it loads. Yeah. And if it's taking like, it's nice to have all these galleries and swipes and all this sort of accordions and all that stuff going on, but all that takes time to load. And the longer it takes to load, the lower it's going to rank on Google search. So you want all the pages that you want people to go to be super fast loading.
Yeah, nothing more annoying than clicking on something and you're like, no, I ain't got time for this.
Yeah.
Second. Why haven't you loaded? Yeah. No, I'm going. Too late.
Yeah, exactly. People's attention span is low, isn't it?
Yeah. And you always wonder then why people are like, don't go through and fill out your stuff. You're like, no one's actually going through, and you look at it like, actually, and no one will tell you either. They're just like, occasionally someone will go, oh, I'll click through and it wouldn't load up. That's why. Cool.
Yeah, so it's just another headache, you know. So lots to think about there. Great. I think that's anything more to add, Dan? I think we covered most of it.
It's, yeah, pretty straightforward, I think, with websites.
Excellent, cool. Okay, just time to do where people can find you. Do you need your chicken for this?
I don't actually know where it's come from. It's really weird, isn't it? But
really? Don't know where it's come from. Okay, mate. It's a chicken with a massive gaping mouth hole. Yeah, okay. Fetish.com.
Anywhere, Dan Strong Collective, or the website code.co.uk. Go and have a look. Buy some socks on the shop.
Yeah, buy some socks. Get Dan's pixel going. Tom at billcoaching.co.uk is, that's my email. Sorry. billcoaching.co.uk is my website. And it's Tom Blackman Coach on Instagram and YouTube, if you want to look at the stuff there. Great. Dan, thanks very much. And we will be back next week with some more knowledge bombs.